A call to order. Anybody need a roll call? Then let's jump into the minutes.
Move to accept.
I have some. Okay, it's been moved to accept. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, discussion. I have some commentary I want to make to the format. Under the advisory board, is Chris there?
No, she's not. She's not here. So I can relay anything that you guys want to do with formatting.
Okay, under the advisory board, they've got everybody listed there and then an asterisk on the ones that were not there.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to just have those separated as being the just list the members that are there, and then a separate caption was the advisory board not present.
Okay. So you would say advisory board, when you would list those that are present, and then another one that says not present, right?
Right.
Okay. I'll talk to Chris about it, and she can mock up some changes and send them out, and you let us know if you like it.
And then on the staff and leadership, I would not list any of the people that weren't there. I just list the ones that were there. Because those are the rest of them are all asterisk, and they are invited, but they're not there. I just list only the ones that are there. The same with anybody else. Eric Temple, the PVJR, you just not list anybody if there's nobody there.
Okay, we can do that.
Dan, do you want to separate on the members? Do you want to separate the excused absence from the unexcused absence?
Well, I was going to suggest we put just a parenthesis E behind the ones that are excused and nothing behind the other ones.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Did you get that, Kevin?
Yeah. And also, this is all recorded, so Chris can listen to it when she's back and when she's doing up the notes for next time, and then we can make those changes.
All right. Anybody else have any comments? Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we accept the minutes then with those modifications. Any objections to the minutes? Then we'll assume the minutes are approved without objection. Okay, our primary reason for the
Dan, I think we lost.
What?
We lost you there for a minute.
Okay. The primary purpose of this meeting is to get the people elected, but we'll go ahead and ask for other comments. Is Randy there?
Yeah, Randy's here.
You want to go ahead and give us a report on?
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, we were chatting some beforehand. Let's see, major thing, we had a vehicle accident last week at approximately 25.1. That's the S curve south of Yakult. And Kevin and Rocky, you guys are new, but we had another accident there a couple of years ago that tore out a bunch of track. There is damage. There's several ties that are going to need to be replaced. It's within our ability, but I'm not sure it's our responsibility. It was a vehicle accident where the county can go after the driver for that. The car was towed by a towing agency. I think Sheriff or WSP responded to it. They tore the hell out of the car.
Thanks, Randy. I did get that notification from our operations staff, and I think we were waiting just to hear what the results were. So I'll follow up with you offline.
Yeah, okay. I got an email here. Let me just click on it real fast. Our safety guy looked at the track Saturday morning. That's Will Pickering, found several damaged ties. He has a copy of the police report as well as the vehicle license number. I assume that any claim for reimbursement must go through the county as it did last time. Since the accident doesn't involve serious damage to the rails, well, it needs to be looked at. What we want to do, maybe just have West Rail, because it isn't as bad as the last one, and West Rail was able to keep it under the $10,000 apparently limit that you guys have between bidding and just getting things done.
Okay. Yeah. Tom Grain showed me the repairs that were done last time.
Okay.
So, and I can look up all the information that we use to get that.
If you need one of us to meet West Rail out there, you want to go, I mean, you tell the guy it's in the same place. Even the car's bumper is laying in the ditch with a license plate on it.
Okay.
Okay. Not like you're hiding. And see, we found other accidents out there where we found parts, but there was no accident or nothing reported, you know, so it means a local towed themselves, you know, towed themselves. But I found like a brake caliper out there, which meant somebody had to hit awful hard to tear a caliper loose, you know, so. Anyway,
I think the police report said that somebody that there they saw the accident, they came back later and the person was gone. Is that?
It had to be towed.
It did have to be towed. Okay.
Yeah, the town, the guys from the town, Terry, the maintenance guy, apparently saw it being towed.
Okay.
And but we have a copy of the police report.
Okay.
So if you need that, I can get it from Will Pickering, our safety guy.
Thanks, Randy. I'll follow up with you and Pill. You and Pill after the meeting or tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
And the other good news for us, we're still working on stuff. We were finally able to get Larch Mountain inmates to come out and work. And so we had them today up at our shop, grinding rust off the steam engine with wire wheels and needle gunning. Between the rivets, which it was only a 2-man crew, but that's more labor than we've had out there to work on stuff. We're able to work during the week. So that's a good thing, because the steam engine is our real revenue maker, because that attracts more people. So we're trying to get that back online. The diesel, we're in the process of doing some significant repairs. We have a lot of water damage in the cab when we're replacing the flooring in that right now. And then we've got some electrical problems. We got a replacement part from South Korea. A replacement contactor, good as new, but that's where it came from. So, anyway, that's about all that's going on there. Our little restaurant in town closed up. Again, another restaurant bites the dust. The one right across from the tracks, which is always nice because we used it, but then we could kind of cross market them and tell the people, hey, it's a nice place to eat beforehand or afterwards, you know. So that's about all that's going on. Yeah. Oh, there's a fair. They're going to do a 1-day fair Monday, May 23rd. And I'll get a indemnification for the county from that. It says it's insured. Whenever there's I'll get it for you guys, PBJR and us. The auto repair place, Impact Auto and Yakko puts on events. So they're going to do that. They'll be doing a cleanup in April, and they use our parking lot for that, which is a county lot. But anyway, so that's what's going on in beautiful Yakko. I don't have anything else on that. Anybody have any questions? Okay, we'll just sit here and listen. When we get down, I know there's some questions about track and Bridge 20. So when we get to the track part.
Okay, thanks, Randy. Okay, Kevin, give us an update on what's going on with the county.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Dan, before we jump into that, there was, we skipped over public comment. Do we want to see if anybody has anything they want to comment on?
We'll pick that up. We'll pick up that down below.
Okay, all right. So, from the county side of things, we've got, that grant from the state for, 1.4 million that's identified as RRB 1230. We've got, we're working through review of the 90%, plans and specifications and cost estimate. And then we're looking at, just based on workload of our construction managers and our inspectors that we'll probably have to put that out to bid in late summer, early fall. And then we have until June of next year to finish that project. So that's the project that's primarily focused on, replacement of ties and, adding ballast. So roadbed rehab. We've got the 2.7 million.
How much is that one?
It's 1.4 million.
Okay.
And then, we've got the $2.7 million grant identified as GCB 3592. And that, I'm happy to report, has been signed by both the county and the state now. So the agreement is effective. We need to do some cleanup on our books and close out the two former grant agreements that, we had previously been assigned that were specific just to bridges, bridges 20 and 12. And then I'll be working with the project manager on next steps in terms of hiring a consultant to start on that project and getting it moving. And then, we had heard recently from WashDOT and from PVJR that there was some money identified in the recent passing of the governor's bill or the governor's budget that we had $500,000 allocated to the county. And I don't have any additional information about that yet, other than it was identified as being in support of these other two projects. So additional money towards, essentially rehabilitation of the track of the line. And then, crossing repair. So we've hired XL Tech to work on the repairs of the three signal grade crossings that were struck by automobiles and are out of service. Our signal team has identified a way to at least get the warning lights activated for those on the sides that weren't damaged. So it helps with notifying the traveling public. And then XL Tech is working on, they've done the evaluation of all three of the crossings and the repairs that are needed, and they're working on putting together a memo and that will identify all the repairs needed, the parts and the estimates for how much it'll cost to get those, repaired. And then lastly, I'm working on hiring a local consulting firm, a local consultant to help us with, some of the training requirements that the county has, in terms of updating our roadway worker protection plan. And then also, part 243 of the Code of Federal Regulations, which is focused more on, training for people who have safety related activities on the rail. So that would be like our signal maintainers. We're almost at the point of, entering into that contract. It's gone through internal review and should be going to the county manager soon for signature. So that'll help us update some of those, safety related, training programs that have not been updated in several years. And then I'm also happy to announce that, and this is not on the agenda, but, we've finalized the, hiring process for our lands coordinator. And that'll be the person that helps me, along with Rocky, just work on the railroad program as we move forward. And that person's name is Danielle Cowley, and we'll get a formal introduction for you at the next Railroad Advisory Board meeting. And I think that's all I have. Any questions for county?
Kevin, this is Randy. Bridge 20, do you have an idea what's going to be done? Is it going to be repaired or is it going to be rebuilt or changed to culverts?
My understanding of the way that these grants were repurposed, and I wasn't involved in any of those discussions, but based on the previous coordinator, Tom Grange, and how it was explained that we were going to move forward with these, is that the bridges, the timber bridges, will be inspected, repairs determined, and then repair in kind. So get them back into the, you know, into functioning condition based on the way that they're currently constructed, essentially. So that's the idea. That'll be some of the first things that we get off the ground with this new grant agreement will be getting those inspected.
Did you take a field trip with Will Cahill out to Seabridge 20?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
that was a while ago.
Yeah. Well, I imagine with all the water that's running under it right now, it's probably even undermined a little bit more, you know. There's a lot of water coming down Lucia Falls.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Yeah, but okay, that's great. If it's going to be repaired in kind, one of our members was asking about it because of the historic value. You know, I mean, you basically go rebuild the bridge.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what we had done with the Curtain Creek crossing years ago when it burned. It was replacing kind, and that went really well with the historic Department of Archaeology and Historic Preservation. It maintained the integrity of the, you know, historic nature of the bridge. So I think that'll work out really well, assuming that we can, you know, do it, and it, from an engineering perspective, it's feasible.
Yeah. Well, 20 needs it. The last time we took a locomotive over, I was talking to the engineer today that drove the locomotive over the steamer. That's only a 90 tonner, and Cahill was behind him, and he says when they drove onto the bridge, it was wobbling.
Oh.
Yeah. Stone at 11, huh?
Yep. Time to get it repaired.
Time to get it repaired. All right. Yes. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Nothing for me.
Okay. Let's take care of the board appointments, and then we'll go to public comments and the new business. We have been going through this process of getting the members verified for this year and new members on board. We have met with the selection committee and reviewed the people involved. And we have, two sections to look at. One, we have a reappointment of John Schaefer, Lloyd Lycan, and Neil Chambers, which we'll address first. And those are reappointments from prior time, which we've all acknowledged that we give first priority to reappointments. But at any rate, I'm going to ask the majority that's here to verify that we're going to reappoint those three people to positions on the board for this coming year. Do I have any comments? Motion? Can I get a motion on that?
Dan, this is Kent. I would move to appoint the three existing members that are seeking reappointment.
Is there a second?
I'll second it, John Hansen.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion on that?
This is Rocky. Should the motion be modified to make a recommendation to appoint, so council will be the appointing party, or did I mishear that?
Well, we have to vote for an appointment, and they have to go through the process, whatever that is.
My only point of clarification is if you make a recommendation appointing, the public record, it'll imply that you've appointed them, not county council. So I know on my other boards here in Clark County, they make a recommendation to Clark County board or counselors to for the appointment. So.
Make the recommendation then. Any other discussion? All those in favor? Say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, those folks are recommended to go forward. The next thing is formal appointments. We have internally already accepted and voted on Mark Daniels to replace Dick Claremont. But we need to formally appoint him as under this basis as technically as a new member. The other one that the committee recommended going forward is Jim Malinowski, and he represents the people in the North County. The committee has recommended that he be appointed to the other position. And I'm still holding a position for the CRDC that we have not chosen to fill this year. And until we speak with the CRDC and see if they are now in a position after COVID to appoint somebody to serve in that position. So we have the two members that we need to vote on, Mark Daniels and Jim Malinowski, a recommendation to go forward for the board appointment. So I hear a motion on that recommendation.
I would move that.
And that was who?
Neil, and I messed it all up, but.
What?
You did great, Neil. I second Neil's motion to recommend that we forward both of those names to the county commissioners.
Okay.
Wherever they are.
All right, any discussion on that? Okay, hearing none, then all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? So motion carried that we move those two forward as new members recommendations to the county manager and the council as appropriate. I think that's all we need to do on the board vacancies at this point in time. So we'll move on. Is there any comments from public members attending the meetings?
I applied for the board. Am I still in consideration? This is Dave Rowe.
Not at this time. We've already selected to fill the vacancies that we have.
Okay.
We certainly appreciate your contribution, though.
Well, thanks. So I'm always interested in taking part in some railroad activities.
Okay. Anything else?
So we have a couple of call-in users. I'm going to go ahead and unmute everybody who's not unmuted yet. And if you have something that you want to say, please identify yourself, and then we'll let you go. Okay, not hearing anybody. Those other folks that joined us, Jackie or Nancy, anything that you want to add? Okay, thank you.
Okay, then we'll move on to new business. Any new business that anyone wants to bring up, I will, under the new business, or basically continuing business, is the bylaws and code sections that I have briefly looked at them, and I know Kent and John and I will get back together and try to get those wrapped up in the next couple of weeks so we can get them moved forward. Any other comments on that? Okay, any other new business?
Yeah, when is our next meeting?
Well, that's something we need to talk about. Our next meeting would be scheduled in 2 weeks. I see nothing on the horizon that we need to talk about, except that we should find out within that 2 weeks as to the acceptance and reappointment of the new members and reappointment of the returning members. Other than that, anybody see any reason to have a meeting next time? If we want to skip one, we could go to the May meeting. I know that the county council is not moving on anything right now. They're still in the process of appointing someone for Region 5 in the council, and there's been some absences in the council, so nothing is getting moved forward as far as the railroad is concerned. I know that they've rejected the overlay, rock overlay up in North County at their last couple of meetings.
Why don't we meet
anything
in
else?
May and do it in person?
I don't know what the county position is yet, and
can we meet in a bar or something?
Well, what's the meeting? And then May would be the 9th of May.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyone have objection to not meeting until the 9th of May? And I will pursue what the county is doing in terms of in-person meetings. I know that I think the councilors are still meeting remotely. Okay, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
There's a second.
A second.
Okay, it's been moved to the second. We adjourn. Is anybody not in favor of that? Then we are adjourned.
See you in May.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Good night.